Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ramona Sorensen over in Needaway. Good morning to you, Ramona.
Good morning.
Well, have you been out in your flower garden this morning?
Well, not yet, but I keep looking out the window.
Yeah, it's a little chillier some of these mornings. You might have to put a little sweater on when you get started.
But it's lovely.
Oh, isn't it great? Yes, we just appreciate that so much. And, of course, the reason I ask about your flower garden is that it's time for the Anita Home and Garden Club Annual Flower Show.
Yes, it's going to be Monday, the 10th of September. And we've done a little changing in the procedures that we've done in the past. We're going to start at 12:30.
Ah, it's good to get out of a rut sometimes. So 12:30, okay.
And then David Clausen, that has the floral shop at Aunt B's, is going to do the program at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And he said that he would take questions. We've always got questions.
Well, I think so, because for one thing, there's always something new, and if it's not new, it's something we haven't heard about, so it's new to us.
Yes. Yeah. He's going to do some flower arrangements and show us how to do a corsage. So I think it'll be very interesting.
Yeah, little different perhaps than some you've had in the past, but that's good again, too, because there's so much out there to learn, and I know he's very knowledgeable about plants. I'm not sure how many years he's been in that business, but I know a long time.
A long time,
yes. Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Our theme this year is going to be surprises, basically because when we talked about our show and the procedures, no one had anything because of the heat of the summer. And so we still don't know what we're going to have.
That's true. But talking about surprises, after that bit of rain that we got, I have been very surprised at flowers that were all gone. I had trimmed them, not clear to the ground, but trimmed them back. And my goodness, they're flowering again.
Yes.
So, a lovely surprise.
I did the same thing as you did. I started putting everything to bed because I was having to water, and I thought, well, at least I will water the roots. And
yes, looking ahead. That's, I think we do need to think about what's, and I'm really worried about some things, whether they're going to be coming back, some of those perennials and shrubs and so on. Will they be back next spring?
It'll be interesting.
It will be another surprise, maybe not so nice surprise if they don't show up.
But, you know, I think gardeners are just optimists.
Oh, yes. We wouldn't keep planting if we weren't.
No.
Yes.
Next year is always going to be a better year.
Yes. And I do have to share another surprise with you. I had received some free, I guess, tubers, not bulbs, and I knew where I planted them. They were coming up, and I didn't water them very much, and they just kept growing. They turned out to be dinner plate size dahlias.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh, what a surprise. And they had just been so much fun to watch. And like I said, I watered them a little bit, but not a lot. And here they are just showing off again because I think of that last rain that we had, just kind of have everything springing back. So
it's always interesting how you can water and water and then just have a God-given rain.
Yes.
It just makes such a difference.
It does, right. There's no way to compare what you do watering out of the hose versus that comes from heaven, for sure. So such fun. Now, do you have some categories if people do have some flowers or some arrangements or maybe dried arrangements, or there's some categories?
Well, because of the situation, and that's why we went with the theme of surprises, what flowers we have, we'll take, and we'll do silk flowers or special arrangements and collections.
Oh.
So we'll have a variety of things, but like I said, it'll be a surprise.
Yes. Talk a little more about collections. What is some of the things that you sort of talked about when you said, well, we'll take collections?
Well, some could collect cookie jars. I know one of our members has over 300 cookie jars.
She's probably not going to bring all of those.
No, she will bring a few.
Uh-huh.
And, some have like a stamp collection and china, different little china pieces. And so just whatever they have that they have enjoyed their lifetime.
Okay, well, really good point to talk about that, because that's something I think completely different than what you've done in the past.
Yes, yes, it is.
Doesn't have anything to do with flowers necessarily.
Not necessarily. And this year we're going to dedicate our program and the flower show to our deceased past presidents. Mm-hmm.
And how many are there?
Oh, we have about, well, going way, way uh-huh. back, we have about 15.
Wow. So when did your club start? When you're saying going way back.
Way back. I think in the 1950s.
Okay. Well, depends on how old you are, whether that's way back or not.
Well, that's true. It's all relevant, isn't it?
It is. But, yeah, that's getting to be an antique level there when you talk about the 50s. But, yeah, interesting that you've been together that long, because so many groups have had trouble with membership and so on and just sort of dissolved. But gardening has sort of revived all that, I think, for this topic.
Yes, it has. And we are going to have our registration gifts so that everyone that signs in will receive or have a choice of their gift. And we'll have a goodwill table. Those that have produce will bring those in, and maybe some crafts. And we'll have a raffle table with some goodies that, you know, it's always sort of fun to anticipate whether or not your name's going to mm-hmm. be called. So we'll have a silver tea after David is finished with all of his program and questions. So I think it'll be a very interesting day.
And, you know, going back, I don't remember how long ago I first came to a show. I know it was held in the old Catholic church basement, I think those couple first ones I attended. And they were, you know, there were a lot of your members there, but there wasn't another big crowd. But that certainly changed in the last few years. You have filled the community center.
Yes, yes. We are always ready for at least 80 or more. And when I was talking with David about his program, he said, well, how many? And I said, well, it's always a surprise.
Yes, another surprise.
Another surprise. But many of our ladies love to come and visit and see what the members have done as far as flowers and crafts and that type of thing.
Sure. So this is open to everybody.
It's open to everyone. And it's always nice to come and bring a friend. Sometimes we do try to invite people, but sometimes we think we have and we haven't, so
this
everyone is invited.
Yeah, this is your invitation today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come and enjoy and have fun.
Okay, so we should remind people now that we've talked about this, and by the way, we are visiting with Ramona Sorensen of Anita. And, so when is it? Where is it? We've got to be sure people know that.
It is this coming Monday, the 10th of September, at 12:30 to about 3 o'clock. And it's at the community center in Anita, and lots of parking, and it's easy to get into, and come and listen to David. Have any questions, write them down and bring them, because he'll be glad to answer them.
And we should mention the community center is an addition to the library, in case you're familiar with the library. But it's right when you come through Anita, it's right there on the main street. Yes, so it's easy to find, and as you say, lots of parking. And you know what? I'd recommend, if you haven't been to the Anita Library, you can make a nice little visit, go around the door and visit the library, because the Anita Library is pretty special, too.
Oh, yes. It is just unbelievable. I remember the smaller one that was very unique.
Yes.
But this is lovely.
Yes. And they've kept that uniqueness, but added and made it lots more usable, I think, to lots more people. So comes to the community center on Monday the 10th at 12:30, and you can visit with Ramona and lots of the other garden members and hear David and just have a good time.
And if they have a flower or something they would love to bring and share, I'm sure we will be able to find a place.
All right. Good point, Ramona. So we want to thank you very much, Ramona Sorensen, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. Each day is a new life. Seize it. Live it.